Hi, this is Barry List of Informs, and we're talking today with John Joseph, the Vice President of Product Marketing at Labastorm Analytics. Labastorm recently issued a report, Analytics Skills, Tools and Attitudes, Capabilities Needed Now and in the Future. John, welcome to Informs today.
Thank you, Barry. I'm glad to be here.
So, for starters, tell us, what's Labastorm and what motivated you to conduct this research?
Well, Labastorm Analytics is an analytics software maker, so we track the analytics industry very closely. We are one of a new breed of analytics companies that is enabling more of the business user, a different class of people, to take advantage of analytics and giving the business analyst more power to do things, powers that were previously locked in IT and kind of kept away from the business. So the topic is very interesting to us because we are changing how analytics is done, and one of the key areas that is being affected is the skills that are required to deliver analytics. What our software does is help lower that skill barrier. And separately, we had heard and seen a number of different studies on the fact that analytics is growing, but it's creating this gap in the amount of people that have the right skills to take advantage of analytics and or create analytics. So we wanted to understand what was behind that, what skills were missing, and whether there was a good fit for our software to help fill that gap.
Now, you mentioned other reports. I know that McKinsey, Gartner, and other groups have issued studies saying that there'll be a growing need for analytics and analytics professionals. So is that what you're talking about?
Exactly, yep. So we see a growing thirst for analytics, and you know, it's driving more businesses really at the root of the business today than it ever has before. And we've seen the same stories from studies from McKinsey and other organizations that claim that there was a skills gap, and we just wanted to confirm that that was the case and really get down to some details about what skills were missing and which skills were most valued.
And how important is analytics to the people at the companies that you surveyed?
Well, to be honest, I was very surprised because the number came back that analytics was declared as very critical within these businesses, and 83% of the people that we talked about, or interviewed, I should say. So that was higher than I expected. I thought there would be more of a mix that organizations might be seeing the value in analytics, and some would be heavily invested in analytics at the moment, but I didn't expect 83% to say that analytics is critical to their organizations and they use it for day-to-day decision-making in much more than they do past experiences or intuition.
And is it an issue that people need to use analytics more, that they need more analytics people on staff?
Yes, I think it's both of those, actually. So when we asked about what was holding organizations back from using analytics more within their organizations, the top responses were that there was a lack of skills, training, or education. That was the number one response. But then also right near that was the lack of funding or resources. And so I take that to mean and I might be reading into this a little bit, but funding both in terms of people as well as the tools needed to help people do their jobs better.
I'm Barry List of Informs, and you're listening to a podcast with John Joseph of Labastorm about a new study about analytic skills, tools, and attitudes. Let me ask, what's the most important thing holding people back from using analytics more? Is it training? Is it dollars and cents?
Well, I mentioned that the main things that we saw coming through was the lack of skills, training, and education, but lack of funding or resources was a close number two. Other things that popped up were that there was sometimes inadequate support, either from executives or from the business themselves, to support the use of analytics. And I think that points to, changing of the guard, essentially, in terms of managers and executives that may have grown up with organizations that were less focused on analytics.
So you see a cultural gap between executives and people who know what analytics offers.
Exactly. In some organizations, that's clearly the case. We've done other studies in the past where we've seen responses such as that people had a great analytic result, but they couldn't convince their boss or the suits that they should put their trust in the analytic results. So we saw that coming through in this case as well, in some of the responses pointing to, lack of support from executives or from the business side of things.
It'd be interesting to see if a couple years down the line whether the message gets through. Obviously, to society like Informs, people are very aware, and sometimes we don't realize how there's a lack of awareness in other places.
Right, exactly.
So you talked about the need for skills. What kind of skills are needed by the people that you spoke with?
There's a broad mix of skills that people use, which came through in the survey, all the way from data modeling to query capability to critical thinking and presentation skills. So, to make analytics work, it does require a pretty broad skill set. The ones that people highlighted as the ones that they were most urgently in need of were statistics, math, and other quantitative skills. And then a close number two there was analytic tool training. That to us points to the fact that there's maybe not enough people that know how to use the tools that are available, and it also points to the possibility that the tools that are on their desk that are available are too complex for them to really handle.
Uh-huh.
And that goes back to the earlier point that I mentioned that we think there is an opportunity to broaden out analytics, and as you go beyond the traditional people that have been involved with analytics into more of the business user, this tools that they need to use have to be a little bit different shape than the ones that the traditional users have used. Less complicated, easier to use, more accessible for the jobs that they're focused on performing.
So when you're designing software, you have to remember that frequently the user will be somebody who doesn't have the expertise that the designer has.
Exactly. And a lot of it comes down to whether you're a programmer or whether you're an analyst that knows a lot about the business. We're trying to enable that business person who maybe is comfortable with data but isn't a programmer to be able to do some really sophisticated things, as an example.
You mentioned that executives are not all catching on. Are companies committing the dollars and cents to make better decisions using analytics?
Well, we didn't highlight that in this survey, but we did a survey at the beginning of the year where we did ask if organizations were investing in analytics, and the vast majority were increasing their investment in analytics this year. So I would say that based on that, yes, we see greater investment in analytics, which points to this, just more thirst for analytics. But at the same time, given what we were talking about, there is this vacuum where they're hindered by a number of people that can actually take advantage of it.
What are analytics departments, or I should say, when you ask people about where their analytics departments are located in the organizational chart, are they concentrated? Are they throughout an organization? What kinds of feedback were you getting?
Yeah, we asked people how they handle analytics within their organization and what organizational structure they use. And what came back was a pretty messy landscape. So the most frequent response was that the business and IT both have analytics within their departments, but that they function independently of each other. In fewer cases, those organizations function collaboratively. And then in other cases, organizations had centralized analytics within either IT or the business. But the majority of responses was that people had analytic resources spread out throughout the organization and that they functioned independently of each other. So, you know, it kind of points to a less organized effort and maybe a more inefficient use of analytics throughout an organization where there's probably double work taking place and not a lot of sharing going on between the different organizations that are involved with analytics.
So it sounds like a takeaway from the survey is that people should just simply take a look at where the analytics people are in their company and realize that a little bit more coordination would contribute a lot.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the distributed nature of analytics is something that is really necessary. Not our study, but other studies have pointed to the fact that if the business is not involved, for instance, in analytics, if a lot of it comes from IT and is pushed out, then those projects tend to fail much more often. So there has to be a distributed nature to things where maybe the data is managed and curated in IT, but business is unable to add their own data to do additional analysis and certainly is involved to create the analysis based on the data. So the distributed nature, I think, is really important, but the level of coordination needs to be there for that to work well. We can't just have it distributed without the coordination. And so tools like the Lavastorm Analytics Engine that enable that collaboration to take place are really critical to making the whole system work efficiently.
Now, people in analytics are obviously obsessive about data, and they want good data, and they want to be able to use it easily. You talked with respondents about data, and what were their complaints in terms of obtaining or accessing it?
Well, data access is one of the main issues that is also holding back the use of analytics. So in just under 9%, people said the fact that data isn't integrated is really preventing them from doing more analytics. But we see that as a very consistent problem in the organizations that we discuss analytics with. And so we asked specifically about access to data and why access to data was so limited, or what hurt or prevented access to data. And there we found that the tools, again, themselves were a limiting factor. Most respondents thought that inadequate self-service tools or reports was the cause of their lack of access. But almost as importantly, the data governance policies for the organization imposed by IT were also a contributor to that. So, you know, as part of this collaboration that needs to take place between the business and IT, there have to be rules that are that do govern data access. But the survey results indicate that those probably should be relaxed and more collaborative in their nature than what's present in most organizations today.
What tools do your respondents say would make their jobs easier?
Well, so we asked a very far-reaching question, which was, what is the biggest change that you would like to see in your organizations that would make your job easier? And one of the things that came back was, and the biggest response, the most needed change, was around better tools, better self-service tools. It could also include changes to warehousing. So the technology that's involved with what they're using to handle, manage, and manipulate and analyze data is really the sorest spot for people. So again, changes to those tools, making them simpler to use, would be the most welcome change. But in addition to that, and again, some of the trends that we talked about earlier also came through. So more alignment of funding and resources to the problems, increasing awareness within the organization of the value of data and what it can do to the business to improve business performance, especially around big data, was something that came through in many responses, as well as some additional things about greater training resources, greater emphasis put on training, and this data access problem and having the data available and integrated. So data integration continues to be a sore point for people that would make their jobs easier if the data were more easily or already integrated.
Informs recently began a certification program in analytics. How did your respondents view certification and education and the impact on success in analytics?
Well, certifications and education was an interesting topic as well, because we asked people whether they put a lot of value in certifications and whether it helped them do their jobs. And also we asked them where they were getting their certification and training. And I was surprised because the vast majority, about 64% of people, said that they don't rely on any particular organization for ongoing education and networking. And that just opened the door that there was more training and certifications required. I think it's more of a knowledge gap that exists there about where to go for that kind of education and training, as opposed to necessarily people being interested in it. So I think that there's the door is open there for organizations to create a more standard training curriculum and make that available to help people with these tools that they're using and help people think about how analytics can be applied within their organizations.
We only have time for a couple more questions, so I wanted to ask you briefly, who did you speak with? How did you conduct this survey?
So the survey was conducted using an online survey tool. We reached out to various communities in social media, including our own analytics, LavaStorm Analytics community group on LinkedIn. But we reached out to a wide spectrum of people within the analytics community, and we ended up getting 425 people to respond to the survey. They came from various industries. Probably the largest industries represented were communications, financial services, and were the two largest. We had respondents from dozens of industries respond to the survey. We also surveyed a spectrum of people as well in terms of roles. So we had about 22% were business analysts. We had about 15% were department VP or director or manager or above. And we also had executives fill out the survey as well. But they all, so we had really the whole spectrum of roles responding to the survey in terms of how they used analytics within their organization and the skills that were required to take advantage of it.
And if you had to summarize the top recommendations or the top takeaways, what would you say?
Well, it's clear from the survey that the tools that are available to people are a hindrance to doing additional analytics and to spreading analytics throughout the organization and making them more embedded within the daily use of within. So I think that's obviously a good opportunity for LavaStorm Analytics, because it does point to the need for simpler to use tools. But there's also some other things that popped up that I would call trends and opportunities for organizations. So certainly better organization and collaboration between the IT and the business groups as to how they're going to manage data and make that available from IT to the business, and the rules that are being used to allow business to conduct off-road kind of analytics with their own data sources, et cetera. Those have to be more developed for greater results. And I think the skills that are necessary are, again, kind of point to the need for additional training resources. And so investment in not just the underlying statistics and math skills that people cried out for, but skills in critical thinking and skills around how to apply analytics to business problems, where can big data be applied, how to use specific tools. Those type of skills were really the ones that were called out for most by the survey. So I think organizing efforts and investing in those areas is really important if organizations want to make better use of analytics in the years to come.
And final question, if our listeners want a copy of the study, where will they find it?
They can find a copy of the study at the LavaStorm Analytics website, which is www.lavastorm.com. And we do have a free version of our software also available, and if people wanted to access the analytic data set and explore it with our software, that is also available. But they should first request a copy of the survey there, and then they will be asked if they want to get the additional software and data set for their own analysis.
That's all the time we have today. We've been talking with John Joseph of LavaStorm Analytics. John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Informs Today, a podcast by the Institute for Operations Research in the Management Sciences. For more information about analytics, operations research, and this series of podcasts, visit us on the web at www.informs.org. Good day, and remember, keep on crunching those numbers.